The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM on this day after Thanksgiving. Lots to be thankful for here in the state of Michigan, like Behind the Mitten, which you hear on Sundays at noon here on WPHM. John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman on the line with us right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Michigan.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you so much. We just love this part time of year, probably because we like to eat so much. It's kind of our holiday to shine, right?
Well, absolutely. So, yeah. So then I have to ask you, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? Amy, I'll start with you.
The one that you pour over everything, gravy.
Oh, you're a gravy girl. All right, very good. Gonzo, how about you?
Well, it's not really a dish. It's more of a how to put it? Like it's like my carb. So I have to have a tortilla, right?
Uh-huh, tortillas. Okay.
Rice, beans, rice, and tortillas. Those are my favorite Thanksgiving dishes. I know maybe not for everyone else out there, but you know what? Try it someday because a good turkey taco is really good.
No, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, we could do turkey leftovers all day. I guess so. Let me ask you also, and Amy, I'll start with you. What are you thankful for in the state of Michigan?
Ooh, Paul, I'm thankful for everything. This year, I'm just thankful to be here in Michigan and have my family around me. And it's just been a crazy year for me. So I'm just thankful that I've gotten to still experience Michigan and live here in what I think is the greatest state around.
Yeah. Gonzo, how about you?
Yeah, no, I mean, Amy's, it's been a year for her. And I can tell you that she is definitely thankful for all those things because, we all go through things and, you know, the way her year started out, things are only getting better. But I'm thankful for friendship like Amy and you, Paul, and I'm thankful for the listeners out there who allow us to travel this great state of Michigan and experience things and, you know, meet the restaurant owners and the head brewers and, you know, and just celebrate life in general, and I'm just thankful for everyone that makes life fun in Michigan.
Well, and you help us do that every weekend on Behind the Mitten. What do you got coming up this weekend?
Well, this weekend our show is kind of based around the holiday season. It's a little bit about things you can give that are made in Michigan for the holidays, or some alternative gifting that truly is local. So we've got a whole lineup of guests that are going to talk about everything from really cool physical presents you can purchase, like Mackinac Island fudge, some incredible distilled spirits, some great olive oils and vinegars, things like that. On to a really great guest we're going to have on, our good friend Ted, who has a book that's for sale this holiday season that he wrote during the pandemic, and it sounds pretty hilarious, right, Gonzo?
Yeah, he's a lot of fun, and it's a fun interview. We think people will like it, but I think probably the most one that I really want people to pay attention to is we did an interview with the Michigan Retailers Association, and you know, Michigan residents, just spend a few bucks on local products, supporting local. You know, it'll go a long way to help our economy. And I know that, you know, it's a tough time for everyone financially with the way the economy is and inflation and everything. But if we all make a concerted effort to help the local mom and pop shops and spend some time in downtown Port Huron, you have them, right?
Absolutely.
Spend some money there during the holidays. It'll go a long way.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's what Small Business Saturday tomorrow is all about, and why we encourage people to shop small and shop local and support not only their local retailers, but those companies that a lot of which started up in the last couple of years. There are so many new companies that have popped up since the beginning of the pandemic. People that are making things out of their own homes and growing out of their own homes into new workspaces, and it's been kind of fun to watch.
It sure is. And I love when you can find those small companies or new companies. I mean, you're going to get something that's truly unique for your family or friends. And that's the part that makes, focusing on Small Business Saturday or buying locally so special is because your gift is that much more special when you give it and that much more personal, which I think is really fun. And you mentioned, Paul, Small Business Saturday. And I want to say, when we were just in Port Huron a couple weeks ago, we just loved walking around downtown and seeing all the incredible little shops that you guys have. And my girlfriend was just in Port Huron doing jury duty. And she's like, what should I do? I'm like, you should walk around downtown. And she's like, oh, my gosh, it's amazing here. So cheers and kudos to you guys in Port Huron. Your downtown is vibrant and lively and the perfect place to look for a Michigan-made holiday gift.
Absolutely. So many places to do that. And I'll say this about downtowns in general. Certainly here in Port Huron, you can drive through a downtown, but it's not nearly the same as getting out of the car and walking up and down Main Street. You can see so many things that you don't see when you're driving by at 25, 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that we're getting used to now as a society of just going online, which is understandable and convenient, and you know it helped us get through the pandemic. But it's now time to get out there and actually walk, you know, through the communities, through the downtown businesses, and see things. Because when you walk through a downtown and have that product in your hand, you can actually see what size it is, whether it might look good in your living room as opposed to, you know, on a computer screen or on your
Absolutely.
Phone. So to us, it's about, you know, just making that connection.
All right. We'll be listening this weekend, Behind the Mitten, John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. Thanks, guys. And again, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Michigan.
Bye-bye.
Happy stretchy pants day.
that's exactly
Thanks,
it.
Paul.
Bye, guys. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman every week. They do Behind the Mitten, which airs at noon on Sunday. Now, a lot of Sundays we have sports at noon, like a Lions pregame show. You can still listen to it, though, at WPHM.net or on the WPHM app, or find your favorite podcast download service, and you can search Behind the Mitten and listen to it there. But they'll be on this week, actually on AM 1380, because the Lions will not be playing on Sunday.